This is Vision for Christ, a radio ministry of Christian Fellowship, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that, through Jesus, they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my Rock and the One who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. People that are new to reading the Bible ask me where to begin in reading the Bible. Is there a special way that is best to read it? I usually tell people that there are various reading plans for someone who is unfamiliar with the Bible. I do have some of my own guidelines I'd like to share. If you have your own copy of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, in your own language, you are truly blessed. In fact, you are rich. You may not have a lot of money, but if you have a Bible and you have faith in Jesus Christ for your salvation, you are extremely wealthy from the perspective of eternity. But by the same perspective, if you have only large sums of money in this life, but no faith in Christ, you are wretchedly poor, miserable, and completely destitute. People through the years have suffered much to translate the Bible into commonly used languages so more people could read and understand it for themselves. This kind of Bible translation is going on right now all over the world. As I said, if you possess a copy of the Bible in your own language, you have a tremendous resource for you and your family. And if you are also fortunate to have access to the Internet, you can read the Bible in its entirety at netbible.com. That's netbible.com. The Bible is unlike any other book you have seen. It is actually a collection of 66 separate God-inspired books. 39 of those books are called the Old Testament, which relates to history and teaching before the coming of Jesus Christ into this world. For example, the book of Genesis in the Old Testament tells of the creation of the world and all that is in it. The remaining 27 books of the Bible comprise what we call the New Testament. The New Testament contains the books of the gospel message of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The book of Acts, which follows, is a history of the formation of the early church and the missionary journeys of the early apostles. The books of Romans through Jude are called epistles, which are letters written by the apostles Paul, Peter, James, John, and other early church leaders to instruct us in Christian living and how the church should function. The last book of the New Testament is Revelation, which deals with future events that God has not yet allowed to happen, but which certainly will happen in the future. For the believer in Jesus Christ, Revelation is a victorious, hopeful, joyful book, but for the unbeliever, it details horrible judgments against unrepentant sinners who have been given ample time and warnings to repent, yet many remain stubbornly disobedient. Some people read the Bible straight through, from beginning to end, turning page after page from Genesis to Revelation. If you are just becoming aware of the Bible and the gospel message of Jesus Christ, or if you are a new Christian believer, I do not recommend reading your Bible as you would other books. First, I recommend reading the Bible prayerfully, whether or not you are a Christian. Ask God to open your mind to understand what you need to hear from God as He speaks to you from His holy word. The Word of God has a message that is spiritually discerned. That is, it requires the aid of the Holy Spirit of God to fully comprehend it. Yet God will open the mind of a non-Christian who is sincerely seeking God to understand the basics of what that non-Christian needs to know. This could be you, friend, listening right now. Take the meaning of the Bible literally as you read it, using the plain sense of the words, unless the plain sense would be utter nonsense. For example, in John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus himself said, "I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will come in and out and find pasture." Now, to take Jesus literally here would be utter nonsense. Jesus was not claiming to be a large, flat object that you would open when you want to enter or leave a building or a room. He is not a literal door. That would be absurd. The meanings of his words are that Jesus is the way to get saved. So, otherwise, we should take the words of the Bible literally, as in the book of Jonah in the Old Testament, chapter 1, verse 17, where it reads, "The Lord sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights." That should be taken in a straightforward, literal way. My advice is read the first book, called Genesis, chapters 1, 2, and 3. This will give you the story of the creation of the world, of human beings, and where sin came from. Next, advance over to the New Testament, to the book called John. The first four books of the New Testament are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each tells the story of Jesus from a different point of view. Each of the four gospel books varies their account of Jesus because they are writing from a different perspective and to a different audience. John chapter 1 gives the perfect follow-up to what you have read in Genesis about creation. When John writes about the Word, he is talking about Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 begins with a dialogue between a Jewish religious teacher and Jesus about the nature of saving faith. It is very important that you read this chapter, John chapter 3, then read it over again. Verses 16 and 18 are the key verses of the gospel message. "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever puts his trust in his Son Jesus is not guilty. Whoever does not put his trust in him is guilty already. It is because he does not put his trust in the name of the only Son of God." Well, then later in the book of John, chapter 20 and verse 31, we read these words about why the Bible was written and the benefit from reading it. This says, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. When you put your trust in him, you will have faith that lasts forever through his name." Then I think it is helpful to go back to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and read what we Christians call the Christmas story, the story of God taking on the form of a man and being born as Jesus in very humble surroundings. "While they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth to her baby. Her first son was born. She put cloth around him and laid him in a place where cattle are fed. There was no room for them in the place where people stay for the night." Later in the book of Luke, in chapter 12, verses 8 and 9, Jesus said, "I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God." Luke chapter 15 tells the story of the compassionate father and the prodigal son, which is a representation of God forgiving us when we repent and turn to God. The latter section of Luke, chapter 16, recounts the parable Jesus told of the rich man and Lazarus. This gives a graphic and frightening depiction of the pain and torment of hell, a great incentive to surrender your life to Jesus Christ in faith, so you do not end up going there. Read Luke chapters 22 through 24 to get a good overview of how the events of the last week of the life of Jesus on earth happened, and what led to his crucifixion, as well as the triumphant story of the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. My next recommendation for where in the Bible to begin reading would be the book of Acts, to see the early Christians in action, sharing their faith boldly, with mostly hostile audiences. In some cases, the disciples were physically beaten for their faith in Christ. They were jailed, they were often misunderstood in their ministry, yet the disciples persisted faithfully. It is very inspiring. Chapters 27 and 28 of Acts recount adventurous nautical journeys across the Mediterranean Sea, and even surviving a shipwreck. Next, I suggest continuing on to the book of Romans, with special attention to Romans chapters 1 through 3, 5, 7, 8, 10, and 12 through 16. As we read in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, every scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the person dedicated to God may be capable and equipped for every good work. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Christian Fellowship Toledo, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Christian Fellowship Church is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Christian Fellowship, 6711 Pilliard Road, Holland, Ohio, 43528, United States of America. Our internet address is www.cftoledo.org. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Christian Fellowship, 6711 Pilliard Road, and the spelling of Pilliard is P-I-L-L-I-O-D, Holland, Ohio, 43528, USA. Our internet address is www.cftoledo.org. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor speaking on behalf of all of us at Christian Fellowship Toledo. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Psalm 119, verse 160. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever.